There were so many contributions from the Eagles rookie class a year ago. You had Carson Wentz and Isaac Seumalo, Wendell Smallwood, Jalen Mills. All those guys had an impact. But when you look at this class, it looks like the Eagles are going to be leaning on this group as well. And whether it's a guy like Derek Barnett or Rasul Douglas or Donnell Pumphrey or Mac Hollins, obviously we know what kind of talent they're missing on in Sidney Jones. But when you see these players that we've seen here, these first-year guys on the field, these couple days that you've seen here this summer, what have been your biggest takeaways? What have you seen from this group so far?
I love Derek Barnett because everything you saw on tape comes true again here in practice, to the point where he works so darn hard, he's kind of pissing off the offensive linemen. And you know, you watch Jason Peters look at him like, come on, Rook, why are you going so hard? And that's good because he's pushing Jason Peters. So I like his attitude. I like the way he gets off the ball. I like the way he competes. So, and that's what you want out of a first-round pick like that. So I thought he's been excellent. I think with Rasul Douglas, what you're going to see, especially early in the season, is some really good, and you're going to see him struggle a little bit too. I think he's most comfortable with that long body when he presses, gets his hands on at the line of scrimmage. He's a different guy than when he's got to change direction, move his feet when he's off. Mac Hollins as a wideout slash special teams player is developing. And I love when they have Pumphrey and Sproles in the same huddle. I think as a former safety, or if I was a linebacker, I would hate to see those two in the huddle together because you have no idea where they're going to line up, what kind of motion, who's going to catch the ball. I think there's some real versatility for the signal caller for the Philadelphia Eagles.